So this week you're bringing Upper Deck Golf to Highmark Stadium. Just give people a little bit of an overview about what Upper Deck Golf is all about and what's happening here at Highmark Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, so basically what we're doing is we are transforming a very iconic stadium into a nine-hole golf course. So unlike a normal driving range, we actually set up different areas throughout the stadium that basically give nine separate unique shots down onto the field with different adjusted slopes aiming at different targets, creating a really immersive golf experience that's good for anybody who's an avid golfer, a fan of the team, or just, you know, anybody who wants to come out and have a really good time.
And tell us a little bit about other places you've been. This has happened at other stadiums and other parks around the country, right?
Yeah. So we are about halfway through our 25-event tour this year. And we just came from St. Louis. We're going to Fenway in a couple weeks. But Highmark is, without question, Highmark for a reason. I mean, you can tell this place was built to last. And, you know, there's a reason it's still here. It's iconic. It's a beautiful stadium for sure.
You plan on coming to the new stadium maybe in the few years when it's fully built?
Yeah, we sure hope so. It's, you know, we know we're a couple years out, so we're taking advantage of, you know, the use left in this stadium. And honestly, it creates probably a once in a lifetime experience to come out here and do it, because I mean, these are going to be memories that kind of get written into, you know, the history of the stadium, which is exciting.
Get a chance to golf with the old Highmark while you still can.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
And when did Upper Deck kind of come to be? Can you give us a little history about when it all came together?
Yeah, so it's been around since 2019. Obviously got a brief hold put on it from the COVID years, but you know, that's well beyond us now. I mean, we did 10 events last year. We're doing 25 this year, and we're just expanding exponentially. We are doing baseball, football, and we're dabbling in college stadiums. So we're looking to continue that expansion.
And also, I saw Stand Up to Cancer next to your logo. Can you tell me your association with that charity?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud to be partnered with Stand Up to Cancer as our official charity partner to help them in achieving their goal of making sure that anybody who's diagnosed with cancer survives. So a portion of all of our proceeds do go directly to Stand Up to Cancer.
This is sold out this week, right? Is that pretty par for the course, I guess you could say?
You know, Buffalo being, you know, it's you know, not Chicago and it's not New York, but or not, you know, downtown New York, but right. it is a sold out event. People in Buffalo love this event. There are still some limited tee times still available though at upperdeckgolfing.com that you can kind of take a look at, and there's still a couple out there that you can pick up if you look closely.
And what do you think most people enjoy about this experience? Is it the golfing with friends? Is it just, you know, going to the stadium, having this once in a lifetime experience?
You know what? I think it's just being unique. It's, you know, yeah. This is such a unique event. Again, like if you're a golfer, you're not a golfer at all, and you just basically want to come here because you're a fan of the team or just looking for something fun to do. It's just a super fun and unique thing to do on the weekends.
Where are you going to go next after this?
We are headed to Fenway for our first year out there, which we're really excited about. So another iconic stadium.
Well, there's challenges as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So outside of just our nine-hole golf course, we also have challenges. Basically, we've converted over an area of the stadium into what we consider a sports bar atmosphere where people can grab food, drink, and then we have some really top-of-the-line equipment for some foresight simulators. We have two driving challenges and two closest-to-the-pin challenges, and then we also have a putting challenge downstairs as well. So, like I said, an immersive golf experience outside of just, you know, hitting some balls out into the field.
Very cool, and they can win prizes, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have some really cool prizes down there brought to you by some of our sponsors, so definitely worth taking a look.